My name is Stephanie Bastek. I'm a senior editor at the American Scholar magazine and the host of Smarty Pants, ordinarily an interview series with writers and thinkers. But this spring, we're going to be telling a bigger story of a tiny liberal arts school in Portland, Oregon called Reed College that I happened to attend and where an all-out culture war erupted over the syllabus of a mandatory humanities course.
Human 110 is the only course that is required for all Reed students. It is the introduction to what it means to be a college student, and students felt that they were being told that the only people who counted were dead white dudes.
We started sitting in on the lectures every day with signs that basically called attention to the fact that Human 110 reflected and perpetuated white supremacist values.
What does it take to change a curriculum that's so embedded in the history and culture of a community? A bunch of students protesting on the stage.
The students called themselves Reedies Against Racism. When I first heard of their protests in 2016, initially I wondered if their target might be misdirected. Was the curriculum of a humanities course really to blame here? Most of the books I remember from Hume 110 are foundational in various ways, and I was taught you have to understand the system in order to change it. But then as I heard more from Black students at the heart of the protest, I realized that these young people were asking some really brave, provocative questions about the Western canon that weren't actually central to the course I'd taken at all. And they were raising really important concerns about the experience and retention of Black students, something I was shielded from as a white woman.
The stakes kind of felt high. As a Black person at Reed, I just felt so invisible. I just felt so erased in a lot of ways.
In 2018, Reed debuted a revised course. Half a decade on, I thought it'd be nice to check in and tell the story of how, despite the overblown media attention at the time, everything turned out for the better. The students won their demands, and Reed is doing fine. But I was stunned by how raw the emotions still were 5 years later when I went back to Reed for my 10-year reunion. The first professor I sat down with didn't want to be on the record. More professors that I spoke to pointed to problems that were still in the curriculum, and an entire department refused to teach in the new course. I realized that all might not be well in Humanities 110, and it made me wonder just how much of Reed's culture has really changed. Was what I thought was a sea change really just a ripple?
What was really interesting was to realize, like, how many of my colleagues were really, really not used to being criticized, and particularly by the students. The fact that, the simple fact they were being criticized was you know, the clapback, to use the expression, was strong.
This is a story about Reed College, but it's about way more than a liberal arts school. It's about institutional change, both in the canon and in the culture. Exploding the canon isn't just about changing the books we read or only reading more Black and brown authors. It's about changing the content of what we're reading, yes, but also the lens through which we're looking at it.
It really was the exchange that nudged me away from a certain form of intellectual complacency that held that I could just remain comfortably ensconced within a form of reactivating canons without seriously undertaking the work of, well, exploding them.
Exploding the Canon comes to Smarty Pants March 29th. Tune in at theamericanscholar.org or wherever podcasts are found.